1027 Breakfast.
Hello, Shona. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. As I always say to Bunny when we arrive here, because we arrive about the same time, is I love this time of year because we can sit, we can stand in the car park and say good morning to each other and it is daylight.
Yes, that is what's wonderful about summer.
Yes, it is absolutely fantastic. And every day, literally every day is getting better.
It is.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
So today I want to look at rules of life that may make life a little less stressed because there's a lot going on.
Mm.
And of course it is Mental Health Month. And this is not for people suffering from clinical conditions like clinical depression or anxiety that require professional help.
Yes.
This is for those of us who experience stress from time to time, maybe even every day.
Yes.
And I think some of these things might help. I got the idea from my spiritual director because I used to have to write a rule of life for her and then take this little book with me where it was written down and we'd sit once a month and see where I'd done well and where I needed to improve. And those were obvious things such as praying at certain times, helpful scripture, making sure that I gave back to someone in some way, looking after someone.
Right.
I still find that quite helpful. What I'm going to share now might be obvious to you, but I'm hoping that it will be helpful. So the first thing is be careful of what you let into your space and into yourself. I grew up on the Swartkops River.
Right.
And we had this little green canoe. I used to paddle all over that river. But one day my sister, who's 9 years younger than me, was with me in that canoe and a storm blew up. And the water broke over the canoe and filled it. Luckily, I managed to swim to the island in the middle of that river with the canoe, with my sister, empty it, make our way back to shore.
Right.
But when I read that saying, an entire ocean of water can't make a ship sink unless you let it in. I have vivid memories of that day. Mm. And it's true. So I guard against things like negativity. I'm careful of what I listen to. I'm careful of what I consume. Mm. Who I'm listening to. So that you don't allow that in. Because that obviously will stress you out or cause issues within your life. If you're not careful or aware, at least, of what you're letting in.
I mean, it can totally consume you. Negativity, if you go down that rabbit hole, before you know it, you can find everything to be negative about, right?
Absolutely. There's always something you can moan about.
Yeah.
But I always say there are 10 things you can be pleased about or happy
about. Absolutely.
I also remind myself not to overthink. I think that's one of our problems, actually, is that we overthink. And I wonder if you struggle with it. A lot of the time, I've found out, and I'm sure you have too, Parky, that what we're thinking about is wrong. So when I find myself waking up in the night, thinking about something over and over, wondering why a person said this, did this, was I at fault, why did it happen, what will happen now?
Mm.
I tell myself to stop thinking, breathe, relax, and let go. At some time in the future, I may know the answer or I may not, but it's okay. It's out of my control. So let it go. The third thing is make peace with the past and be gentle with yourself. Give yourself time to heal.
Yep.
But then you must start living again. It may take time. After the death of my brother, I can remember my dad saying, and he was furious, someone had said to him, time heals. And he said, time doesn't heal. But years later, he admitted my brother's death didn't sting as much. It's not that he had forgotten or that there was no pain, but it didn't sting as much. And he started to enjoy life again. So as you're going through those things, it's a process of healing. Take time, be gentle and kind, but time does help. And don't carry regrets, revenge, hatred, bitterness into today. And fourthly, don't compare yourself to others. Life and people that I see, and I see a lot of people, have taught me not to judge. Don't worry about what others have. I promise you, everyone has their own struggles and challenges. You just can't see it from the outside. So be grateful for what you do have. And lastly, back to number one. Remember the canoe. Be careful what you let in. An entire ocean of water can't make it sink unless you let the water in.
I think those are wise words, to be honest with you. I mean, and we do. We sometimes overthink things. You lie in bed thinking, hey, what if this person said that or that?
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, you just got to let it go.
We do have to let it go.
All right, well, there we go. Shona is back on Sunday morning between 6 and 6.30. Of course, she'll be on our socials this morning at 9 o'clock as well. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and you. And don't overthink.
No, I won't. I am playing golf later on.
Enjoy.
I won't think about that bad shot that I play. I know what you're thinking, Hill. Yes, I won't overthink it.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.